I was just wanting to know how you felt about, like, that drug thing that you were just talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, they can't hold him in jail for that long, because if they did, they'd, like, three life sentences, because that's a lot of drugs.
Oh, yeah, they'd have to sentence him to jail for a long time?
Yeah, for a very long time.
Yeah, I think they'll probably go in jail for a while, though. Not for life. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Maybe.
I heard that, and I was like, whoa, that's a lot of drugs.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a lot of drugs, yeah.
That's just what I wanted to wonder, how you felt about that.
What do you mean? How do I feel about it?
Like,
lonesome.
Yeah, I do. I feel lonesome.
I just meant how you felt, as in, like, how long they would be in.
How long you should go to jail for?
Yeah.
How long you should go to jail for that?
Yeah.
Eek. I don't know. It depends. You know, if they're selling to a bunch of minors, you know, then they should probably go away for a long time. You know, if they're just hooking up their friends or something.
3 weeks.
A couple weeks. A month,
yeah,
maybe.
You know.
So, something pretty, you know.
The bad thing is they didn't share.
They didn't share?
No, well, they didn't share.
Yeah, I think they were charging. Yeah.
I'm just joking.
So are you disappointed? Is this cutting off your pipeline?
Yes.
Is it?
No, I'm
sorry.
I'm joking.
Don't worry. Someone else will come by to supply you soon.
Yeah.
There's always, if wherever there's a demand, a supplier shall come.
Yes.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
All right.
Cleaning out the pipe while you wait.
All right. Bye.
I think she caught that last part.
539-9750 or 238-0975. It's Free For All Friday. Go ahead.
I got a comment for that. All that drugs crap, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, personally, I don't know why they would have that many. It's Junction City. Come on.
What do you mean?
Okay, it's not a drug town. It's not like somewhere like New York or Miami or L.A. or something like that. It's Junction City.
You'd be surprised, man.
Yeah, I don't see how a person could have over $1 million worth of cocaine or powder or crack or whatever the hell it was.
Well, if they're trafficking it all over the state, they'd probably be okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know? So, I don't know. I don't know the full drug economics of Kansas. Yeah. What exactly, how many drugs the communities can support, you know?
Yeah.
What kind of volume we could move through Junction or Manhattan, you know? So.
Yeah, well, Concordia was like, they were a big meth town for a while, and now they've really cracked down on all their drugs over there.
Yeah, see, it's too easy to become a meth town, because you can just go buy some lighter fluid and Sudafed, and there you go.
Exactly.
You can make it, so...
All right.
I'm not sure if that's the exact ingredients.
Yeah, sure you're not.
It's been too long. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right.